Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going in Raw. Unfortunately, we have to do another one of these emergency news beef news shows. Because there has been yet another round of releases from the WWE. Sean Ross Sapp tweeted earlier tonight that the following names have been released from the WWE. All of Hit Row, so Top Dollar, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Ashanti Adonis, John Morrison, Tegan Knox, Drake Maverick, Shane Thorne, and Jackson Riker.
Yeah. Sean Ross Sapp also reported that the reason given for these releases were, take a guess, Steve.
Budget cuts.
From John Laurinaitis.
He also continues, for those asking, I've not heard of any additional cuts in this round. That doesn't mean they will or will not happen tonight. I figured this would be like just a quarterly earnings call thing, but
yeah,
evidently so it's just going to keep on happening.
Whenever they want to do it, apparently. Andrew Zarian had a couple tweets, said, quote, spoke to a source within WWE. Many within the company were blindsided by this set of the releases. He continues in a subsequent tweet, quote, when I spoke to a very reliable source at WWE last week, the belief was that the previous set of releases would be it for 2021, but with anticipation, this would be a regular occurrence moving forward. Hit Row had one match since being called up. One match. They had like two or three segments. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's like they weren't even given a chance. You know?
I think I'll be honest, man. Like I don't understand it from the context of, don't you want to build for the future? I don't understand it from that standpoint. I'm starting to get the picture that on one hand I do, on the other hand I don't. If the idea is, so like Lady Frost had a thing on Twitter earlier this week where she talked about, I believe she said something along the lines of, at her tryout she was told that she was like too old. They were looking for people in their 20s, for women in their 20s, mind you. So on main roster, it would seem that they have their main event scene set. And they feel like that's going to keep them going for a while. And the mid card is set. And it's all guys who have been there for 7 to 10 years. They evidently feel like they have enough, and that anybody who doesn't pass a very, very specific criteria is not needed. And that when they do need new talent, they either pull from 2.0, I guess, or they could just get it back because, even with AEW out there, AEW are not going to sign everybody. From this list, I don't know. I mean, you would think that it'd be a certainty that Swerve Scott would either land in AEW or New Japan would really want him, maybe, because he's talented top to bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a huge star.
Yeah. Maybe John Morrison, but like beyond that, I mean, the no matter what, like they're going to be available in free agency. So WWE is just like, oh, whatever, I guess. I mean, again, it's sort of just the unfortunate result of hoarding talent when you change your philosophy, and that philosophy is, oh, all of a sudden we don't need talent. We have plenty. We're good. We can slice our roster. Denise Salcedo on Twitter has the running list.
It's insane. The last 2 years,
it's
the amount of names, the names themselves who have been released. It is crazy.
It's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. I mean, if their philosophy now is, because this is what it seems to be, and maybe I've read this somewhere and I don't remember the source. Like, I think it was when Bronson Reed got released. The idea was he had that dark match. Vince didn't think he was going to fit into what he wanted in the main roster. Then rather than, you know, kind of spinning wheels with him on the main roster before getting released down the line, they'll just release him now. You know,
yeah.
If that's their philosophy, then, you know, we see names like Hit Row, like Tegan Nox, who are recent call-ups from NXT, who in a lot of respects weren't given a real chance to get any sort of footing on the main roster.
Yeah.
But like, how can you make a determination on a handful of appearances whether these individuals are going to be mainstays on Raw or SmackDown or not? I just don't get it. You'd think there has to be a certain sample size by which you would make that determination. I don't know how one match in like three segments is enough. I just don't know.
I think with Vince, I'm with you. I agree. I'm trying to see this through the lens of a 75-year-old Logan Roy-esque man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it honestly just seemed, number one, this has got to be devastating to Triple H. All that work he poured into developing and just nothing out of it. Done. Like Swerve was one of his guys. All of Hit Row was him and HBK saying, hey, you guys want to get together. Tegan Nox, he was a huge fan. He wanted the world for her. This is horrible. Like it really is. And you know what's funny, dude, is that Shotzi Blackheart posted on her Twitter some footage from just some vloggy type stuff from some music festival she went to this past weekend, I think. And there was like somebody took video of her like crowd surfing. A bunch of people were crowd surfing her. And I'm thinking to myself, that's Shotzi. Like WWE's never going to figure her out. They will never figure her out. And it's not going to be until she goes to like AEW or something that she'll be figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I understand that there is a massive shift in philosophies with WWE right now that is completely antithetical to everything that Triple H had been tasked with establishing, and it is just crumbling to pieces at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely sad for people who have their jobs there and now they have to relocate or deal with visa issues. You got Shane Thorne, you got Drake Maverick, who now probably mm-hmm. have to deal with visa issues. Tegan Nox as well probably has to deal with visa issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very happy that the independent scene these days really does seem to be making a massive comeback. Like you look at what Prestige Wrestling is
mm-hmm.
doing,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're coming to our area soon. I'm looking really forward to whatever they have to bring to Sacktown. But still, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of these wrestlers, you know, hone their craft over years and years, like in some cases, you know, a decade or more.
Yeah.
To get signed.
To prove themselves in the largest platform possible for them.
And the biggest company on the planet, the biggest pro wrestling company, a company, mind you, that is probably worth over 10 times what AEW is worth. Mm-hmm. Over 10 times what AEW is worth. Had at one point this pretty ambitious plan for global localization, which you can call them out on the hubris of that. It was going to employ a lot of people, putting performance centers all over the globe, like a secondary NXT show in addition to the NXT Prime show. They were going to employ, they had employed a ton of people. And then now that philosophy is just, you know, going away. Like those spots are much fewer and far between now. Like they've now dropped from the total workforce. However many jobs Denise Salcedo has in her thing, all those spots are now spots that are not available.
It's an extensive list. You look at the list and it's pretty shocking. It is shocking.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocking. So, I mean, every time this happens, I mean, I don't really know what to say other than it sucks.
It does. It really sucks. And
it really sucks.
For people like us who enjoy watching, you know, like when Jericho showed up in WWE, you can have moments like they when if they brought out Hit Row from their call up in NXT, number one, if they had a decent run in NXT, and then you bring him up to main roster and they step to the tribal chief, and then they fall back down into whatever mid-card slot that they have to then build their way back up to.
Exactly.
But you have exciting moments like that that are building stars that I thought you'd be able to make money off of, but no, you know, every apparently squeezing every little bit for the profit, you know, as opposed to growing the business, paying the business back that has built your company.
Yeah. I know. You know, and it's exacerbating a problem they've had for years, which is building new stars. So when the legends of today can't wrestle in the future, who are the part timers they're going to employ to try to pop ratings, you know?
Yeah.
And unless you invest the time in building up new stars, and that means a thriving mid card, you know, now.
Yeah.
Because your future main eventers are going to be mid carders today.
Yeah.
And they don't focus enough time in terms of creative on the mid card.
Yeah.
And with releases, concert releases, they're gutting it. Absolutely gutting it.
Yeah. It just goes to show, it's like, why put effort into building Hit Row when you can roll with the same people in the mid card that you've been rolling with for the past 5 years? You know, and this is nothing against, I would hate to see Cesaro or Dolph or Bobby Roode lose their jobs, but it's the same guys in the same roles. Cesaro's not growing at all.
Nope.
He's not being elevated or anything, and he's not really being used. I mean, Ridge Holland's still there. You know, he's a young guy. Maybe Vince is like, oh, yeah, let's, and how much success are they going to have with that creative, him being just a Sheamus fan?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the creative they have in place for people like Damian Priest, who seemed like a genuine guy, and now all of a sudden he's a Jekyll and Hyde guy, and then all of a sudden he's not even on TV. Like, he's got a match of Survivor Series just by virtue of the fact that he's still champion of the U.S. champion. So, like, it's late. We've talked about this lately. The writing was on the wall months and months ago when things just seemed. I wonder, man. You know, when Triple H went down with his heart condition after he had signed Samoa Joe, after Samoa Joe had been released, I don't, somebody one day is going to write a book. Somebody someday is going to write a book, because it was shortly after that things just started changing. They just started dumping talent, and it's terrible.
It is.
It's terrible.
It really is. And I guess now, and I wonder in NXT 2.0, they're going to develop talent as quickly as they can, and that seems evident right now, to try. I mean, we had Von Wagner, who has been on 2.0 like a handful of times, suddenly showing up at SmackDown. So I wonder if it'd be a situation they're gonna develop talent in NXT 2.0 as quickly as they can, get up to the main roster if they think they have a place for him, if there's potential in the future the whole time. Otherwise, gone.
How long do you think, how many weeks do you think is gonna be before Von Wagner actually says words?
Because several.
He was silent with Pierce, and I think this is going to be weeks of just
guy? Several weeks. Yeah, I think so.
And I'm sorry, like, Von, you know, he's a human, and I don't want to see him released, but it's like, come on, you're going to put him up there in a prominent role and not Swerve Scott, a guy who I honestly thought could be like a face of the company guy. Like, how do you not see that?
I know. It boggles the mind. It absolutely boggles the mind. That's why I don't get it. You have Hit Row up for a handful of weeks, and that's enough of a sample size to make a determination they don't fit into what you want to do.
I mean, that confuses me. Is it a matter of? I mean, it couldn't be anything. It couldn't be. Let's just flood the market and let AEW spend themselves out of. That doesn't make you. You wouldn't. Anybody who has a brain knows that that's not going to happen.
No, because Tony Khan's been very selective in terms of who he's brought in from WWE. It's not like he's signing everybody.
I know.
This just seems like a situation where, you know, they signed a bunch of people, and now there's new people involved in the business making decisions, and they've decided to get the roster to a number they find acceptable, whatever that is. And it seems like if they think that whoever they are employing is not going to be stars on whatever, for whatever their vision of wrestling is, then they're going to release them.
Yeah.
And then I just don't know how you see Swerve and don't see a huge star. That just boggles my mind. And that goes for a lot of people who've been released. I just don't get it.
Swerve has that like camera charisma that you don't get very often, you know?
And that goes for a lot of people who've been released. It does. A lot of people have been released. It and really I does. Just don't understand it.
Yeah.
And especially like, okay, 4 weeks, we'll have you up. Whatever it is. It has been about 4 weeks. Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have you up. We'll have you up on TV. And you can make that determination without giving them a real opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't understand it.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm never going to get it. And I know that there's going to be, you know, I mean, I think the reasons are fairly obvious. They're just switching up their plan, and they're only going to retain who they want to retain, and that it's going to be the same tried and true names. I don't understand how you wouldn't want to grow and pay back the industry, and bank on its future. I
know.
Maybe they plan on selling in 2024. I don't know. I don't know, but
I don't get it.
We'll continue to monitor the situation. We're going to be back tomorrow night, of course, for our Rampage watch along and then our Rampage/SmackDown review. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We really appreciate it. And until then, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.